Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hey, I'm coming to the radio show. We have a special time for you today and a special guest, Mr. Don McLean, The Day the Music Died, and Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Before we start, let's get a thank you to our sponsors, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing in Kearney, New Jersey, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, and Joey Mac's Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Now, you guys have to bear with me. I'm flying solo today. John couldn't make it, so I have to reach out to Duncan, and when I do, you're going to hear a little bit of silence, so I apologize. Normally, John will talk when I reach out to the guests. I did talk to Don before, but we got his voicemail, so I'm going to try Don. So bear with me. I'll be back in like 3 seconds, folks. Hang on, okay? I'm so sorry. You got to hang on. Thank you. Hold on. I'm getting Don. Hi, guys. I'm so sorry. I keep getting Don's voicemail. So what I'm going to do is reach out to his people and ask them to please have him call us because we're not getting through. And I apologize. Believe me. I'm so sorry. And I definitely apologize for the dead air. Okay. Let's just shoot him a quick email. Okay. So how's everybody doing today? I'm not having a great day, I can tell you that much. Well, now, especially now that I can't get through to Don, but the day has not been going very well for me. I hope everybody's having a good day, and happy Wednesday, and I'm sorry, I'm typing and speaking to you at the same time, and here we go. So anyway, it's Wednesday, it's gorgeous here on the East Coast, I know that for a fact, because I don't have any, I'm not sweating, so that's always good, but while we're waiting for Don to call, or either his manager get back to me, telling me if he's canceled or not, which I'm surprised, I didn't receive any information, and you folks that are waiting to hear, I am so, so sorry, oh my God. I hate when this happens, but, well, we could talk about, obviously, The Day the Music Died is a classic one of America's greatest songs ever written about Buddy Holly, the big bopper, and oh my God, who else was on the plane? You guys help me out here. I need help. Where's my buddy John? Of course he's not here. The Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, Richie Valens. I mean, my God. Yeah, that was a bad day for sure for music because that definitely was a day the music died for that time. I mean, all those people have become legends in their own right as well. And I am like a mess here. I can't get into anything on my computer. I apologize. What is going on? So we are trying to get Don on the phone. And again, I apologize for holding you guys up. If you're listening to the show right now, I cannot get through to my internet either. I lost my show and everything. Oh, my God. This has been a mess. Here we go. Okay, hold on. We have a caller. Hold on. Johnny Boy, is that you?
I'm here, Joanne. I'm here.
Oh, we saved the day. Oh, we have a little bit of a glitch. I'm trying to reach Don, and I didn't want to leave dead air. So I reached out to his manager, and I haven't gotten a response yet. But since you're on the phone now, maybe I could try and call Don back. And
sure.
You can chat with the guys if you don't mind.
No problem at all.
All right, let me give him a shout. Let's see if we can get
no
him.
No problem.
And again, I apologize to
everybody. Back.
I will try him again. And if we can't get him, we'll give it maybe 10 minutes, John. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. We'll give him a shot and see what happens. No problem.
Yeah.
We're here now. Well,
yeah,
everybody, sorry I was late. I was at the eye doctor. Now when you go to the eye doctor, you go into the parking lot, then you call them up on your telephone, and they say, okay, you'll be able to come in 10 minutes. Okay, so
that's
I count 10
awesome.
Minutes, go in there. Yeah, so you get there, all the time, masks on, you know, so... Okay, so what happens is you go in there and they put you in a room all by yourself, and they're disinfecting everything, the seat, this and that, and, you know, you have to sit down for this test, that test, and then, you know, meanwhile, after you finish that, they move over, they disinfect the machine that you were just on. So it was like a surreal, you know, a Twilight Zone episode. And then when you finally get to see the doctor, you know, you can't breathe because the mask is stopping you from breathing. And it's just a very, very weird experience. So what normally would only take, you know, half an hour winds up taking, you know, an hour or so between waiting for this, waiting for that, wash your hands at this station, do this over here. But I'm back and I rushed home. I was able to pick it up in the car. And I heard Joanne had that little misfortune with not, you know, having the dead air. And sorry about that, guys, but that's just the way it goes. And then I was able to call in, and hopefully this will help her out. And we'll get to reach Don on the telephone. And I'm sure that all you guys, like me, know the word-for-word lyrics of American Pie. And I remember getting that song, I guess it was in the 70s. And it was on a 45. And the first, you know, you got Don on the phone?
Nope, voicemail again. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish your story. Go ahead, honey.
Well, I was just telling everybody how, you know, it was a 45 single. And in order to hear the whole entire song, you had to play one side. And then when it ended, you had to turn it over and to play the other side. So
like
that was
part
it.
Part two, right? Like part one, part two. Yeah.
Until you bought the album, and then you're able to hear the whole thing.
Right.
But till this, yeah, one of the longest songs that ever was on, you know, that played on air. And the funny thing about it, till this day, it's one of the very few songs that I can sing along and know the lyrics to every verse of the whole song. You know, and the funny thing, I was going to tell Don if we got him on the air, before the world ended with this virus crap, I used to do wedding photography on the weekends. And, you know, with the, mostly they have the DJ blasting music and everything. But the funny thing was that, as I say, maybe about 80% of the weddings, they always would play American Pie. And I said, wow, you know, these young kids, you know, 20s, 30s, you know, they know American Pie, and they did. And I think it's because they kind of used it as a sing-along, because when they played, everybody on the dance floor was mouthing the words of the song. It was just, you know, it was amazing just to see, you know, generations from 20s to 70-year-old, 80-year-old people, you know, mouthing the word to the entire friggin' song. And you try to think to yourself, hey, I can't remember the quadratic equation, or, you know, this, my, as Jethro Bodine would say, my gazintas, you know, two goes into this, three goes into that. We can't remember that, but we know every single verse to American Pie. So that,
right,
that's just a funny story with that.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Hold on 1 second. I have a call. Go ahead, honey.
Okay, go ahead. Take your call, and hopefully maybe it's Don McLean. So that was good. And the other song I really liked was Vincent. That was, it was such a good song, different to American Pie, and it was just a really, really, really good song. And
yeah.
You know, what a singer-songwriter, huh?
Yeah. Well, I have a very fond memory of the song as well. I don't remember what year it was, but we were camping in somewhere in Jersey, Jugtown Mountain or something. I met a bunch of people, and we had, oh my God, we had a few guitar players there, and they brought out the acoustics, and they started doing this song, and like you said, everybody knew word for word. And
yeah.
It was like, it was one of the coolest jam sessions I ever had, impromptu, and with people who weren't musicians. It was like one guitar player, and we were just singing. I actually wound up playing the drums on something, you know. But, oh, my God, it was so much fun. It was just so much fun. I mean, it's just an immortal song, and everybody knows it. And, I mean, if you don't know it, you're under a rock, that's for sure. So,
folks,
I apologize.
You mentioned, you mentioned Jugtown Mountain. That's very, very close to where I live now. So you weren't in the same stopping distance as where I live now, Joanne.
Oh,
yeah, it's a big, gigantic. Yeah, it's a big, like, reservoir and mountains and just a lot of open space. And, in fact, in the fall, we usually go there. They have these big it was a big farm there that has pumpkins and apple cider and the gigantic corn maze and everything. So it's a really pretty place to go and visit.
Well, I haven't been there in maybe 20, 30 years, but, I mean, we used to go. We had a great time. We used to go with and you could either get a tent or you could rent a trailer. And what I liked about it was they had electricity. So it was glamping before glamping was popular. You know, you had your choice of doing a tent or renting a trailer, and they had bathrooms, and they actually had a pool.
Wow.
The pool, it was a built-in pool, but it was not swimmable at the time. It had a lounge chair in it. I mean, it wasn't the nicest place. And the people who ran it weren't the cleanest-looking people, but they were nice people. And...
they're hillbillies.
Some cabs on top of pickup trucks. They say Camp Out Inc. I think they own those. They sold a whole lot of them. So I'm going to give Don one more call, guys. And I'm sorry if he doesn't come through. I'm not, you know, I don't want to waste your time because, you know. I know you guys wait and hear from him, and if he's not going to call, then, I mean, we will not pursue the conversation. So bear with me, John. I'm going to call again. It's going to knock me out.
Oh, certainly.
Hold
on. What are you guys doing now with this virus stuff? You're getting used to wearing your mask and your social distancing. I'm not. I'm still rebelling against it. You know, I don't like to wear my mask, and I don't. You know, first of all, I can't breathe with it, and it's just so uncomfortable. And the social distancing where I am, you know, we have acres of social distancing, so there's really nobody around here anyway. And before, like I say, the world ended, I never really used to go out anywhere. You know, I was kind of a loner, and so it didn't affect me as much as I'm sure it's affecting a lot of other people who, you know, would party on the weekends and everything. I do miss playing in my band every weekend, and I know that's probably never, ever going to come back. And it's kind of hard to sing a song when you're wearing a mask. You sound a little muffled and everything.
Well, I think we have a caller. Want to see if somebody wants to chat with us while we wait for Don?
Sure. Who we got?
Let's see. Hold on. Hello? Connecting. Hey, caller. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
This is Martin Lee.
Hey, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. How are you, sir?
You're telling your age. I'm doing well.
Yeah. Good, good. Oh, Martin has been on our show before, guys. He wrote, Martin, please refresh my memory, the name of the book.
The name of my book is Recovery in Black and White in America.
Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I want to talk to you so bad. Listen, I've heard rumors. I don't know for sure. Was that song, American Pie, was it motivated by Buddy Holly?
Was it motivated by the death of Buddy Holly?
That's what I mean.
We believe so.
Yeah.
We believe so. We haven't gotten Don on the phone yet.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I think it was, Martin, because I think February 8th is when the plane crashed. And when the plane crashed, you had Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, yes. So you had all these great people, had these great, you know, number one hits, and they all go down in the airplane. And that's what he wrote about with every paper he delivered, you know, sad news on the doorstep. And that was, you know, the death of basically Buddy Holly and all the music at the time. So it was sad.
I listened to that song maybe 100 times trying to figure out just what he was talking about. But I was a little kid then. I was like 14 years old. But
yeah.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs in life, period.
I never tire
of it.
And the song is still very popular today. I mean, almost, I believe it's the 50th anniversary, too. So, I mean, the song is still popular today.
Okay.
Yeah, this,
well, I want to talk
one
time, so I'm going to call back, all right?
All right, well, Mark,
okay.
if we don't get him in the next maybe 5-10 minutes, we're going to probably end the show and see what happened. We've got either a lack of communication or something here. I'm looking at the confirmation. It told me 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which would be 1:30 our time.
Right.
And then
right.
Again, I have 12:30 to 1 p.m. Central Time. So I don't know.
Maybe something happened. You know, you
yeah,
never know.
That's what I'm saying. I think we have
especially today.
Yeah.
Everything
I know.
Unprecedented. You know.
Right. Well, if anything, I'm sure he'll reschedule with us. Hopefully he'll reschedule with if I'm going to reach out to his people and see what the confusion is here, because in one section it's saying 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, and then it's saying 10:30 a.m. Pacific, which is what we agreed upon, which I said 1:30 p.m. Eastern. So we apologize to everybody out there who are listening, and we're hoping to speak to Don. My apologies. And, Martin, we thank you. How's the book going? Good?
It's doing good. Everything is fine. Fine. Everything is fine. So,
good.
I'll call back. Let me charge my phone up and call back.
Okay,
right,
Martin,
well,
you take care.
If you don't get through, that means we ended the show, hon.
Okay, and that means you'll reschedule. That's all.
Yes, Yes, sir. You'll
like
see
everything else, or, like the baseball season and the NBA season, everything.
Hey, Martin, maybe you can call him tonight. Who's our guest tonight, Joanne?
Oh, Carolyn Hennessy from General Hospital.
Oh, Carol. Yeah, from General Hospital. So you want to talk to Carolyn Hennessy or just talk to us?
What time is that, 6?
That's 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. If I don't get back for Don, I'll get back tonight. And thank you.
You got it.
Thank you,
Martin.
You have a good one.
Take care,
honey. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, honey boy, I think we should just end it because I see now that I'm looking at the confirmation, I've got 2 separate times on here. So I don't get it. I don't get it. It says it right here. 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard.
Which one is from Don McLean? Which one is his?
It's not from Don. No. I just have Don's phone number. I just have Don's personal phone number. And what time I was supposed to call, which was 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 1:30 our time. But I will reach out to his manager and let them know that, you know, we need to reschedule. That's all. So thank you all for listening. Yeah, thank you all for listening, and we apologize. I'm disappointed. I was very excited, looking forward to speaking to Don, and we will get him back, I'm sure. So hang tight, and we'll let you know when he's going to be back. And in the meantime, again, thank you to our sponsors, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video, Kindersville, Pennsylvania, KW Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Thank you all. I'm going to reach out to his agent and see what's going on, and we'll let you guys know on Facebook and wherever else, and let you know when he'll be back. So, again, we apologize. Johnny, thank you for coming back and making it. And, you know, we'll work it out. Don't worry, folks. We'll work it out.
And as they say, Joanne, on the silver screen, I'm ready to go, Clara Bow.
She hasn't gotten back to me, so I don't know if she's heard
it
or not.
We'll find out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to shoot his manager a quick email and tell him that we had an issue with the time here, so maybe we can squeeze him in tonight. Maybe we could get him in tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Don't hold your breath. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye, everybody.